I know you think that this Sober Passions podcast is going on. I promise you this is part four. This is the last 10 or 15 minutes. My plan is to create a class around this, something with some audios and some activities and perhaps a private like blog or chat space for the people doing the passion-y thing. If you were to rattle off to me, there's three of you live on the call, what would you like to learn about passion, or what kind of space could be created that would help you? Assuming that the class was inexpensive enough that the cost of the class is not the burden. Tricia, do you mind rattling something off there? What would help you going forward?
Yeah, I think just having someone or a sounding board, you know, to throw things out as they come up. You know, because as it is a journey, and there will always be things that are thrown my way in this journey that I could probably use a sounding board to have a voice of reason and say, you know, you're being a little bit unrealistic here. Or this is the way you might want to try to look at those things, and to help stay motivated in that direction.
Okay. I was thinking about it. I would love advice on how to get the momentum to start the passion and not be cemented in fear and hear that wolfy voice saying, you can't do this, or you're not good enough, or this is too hard, or you're too much of a perfectionist, or all of those wolfy sayings do prevent me from making joyful choices sometimes in my life, because I want to do it just perfectly, like you spoke of.
Do you think that practicing that, like if I said, let's do an art assignment, and then next week it's let's write something, and next week it's, that you could practice getting rid of that voice? Do you think it's possible to, if you were assigned to do something and simply record what Wolfie says to you, that would be possible?
Yeah, I think any practice quelling that voice is absolutely helpful.
Mm. Regardless of what the passionate activity tied to it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because for me, my example with that is art. And I did paint about 10 years ago, and only for about a year, and not very well. Frankly, I have a really hilarious folk art one-dimensional style. Although it pleased me when I did it, but it's really quite lame. And I know that. But as I went on in my painting training, the noise in my head got louder and louder and louder. And now I know it's Wolfie, but when I personally now think of actually painting something, I just feel ill. And I think I'm perfectly capable in other areas of my life, but my God, the noise in my head. So I call it Art Wolfie. Like, I have an Art Wolfie that is really loud. And so what I did was I asked my husband to narrate for me how to deal with that, because he doesn't have the same voice. So I tried to present him with situations and ask him what would he say or do. And so I'm happy to work through my Art Wolfie in conjunction with somebody else working through theirs, if you thought that would be, I'm like, I'm happy to sacrifice my sanity if you think that would be helpful. Or do you think it even matters what the, doesn't have to be art. It doesn't have to be art, obviously, but does it matter what, it's not like we all have to be together painting.
What I think would be really helpful during this 100 days, however often you would like to offer it, is at the end of the 100 days, you're not guaranteed, but you're well on your way of discovering your passion. So every week, like you told me right now, is that it's the first week, focus on this. Second week, you focus on this. Or first month, focus on just, what did you tell me? Gather information with no expectations.
Right.
So I found, and I have other friends who are struggling with addictions, I find that especially in the early days, if they're given some routine and some type of assignment to work on, and I feel that I'm progressing. I feel relief now when you absolve me of having to make it.
Okay, good. Well, now I do have a Sober Jumpstart class, and for some of you have taken that class, it's 5 audios specifically about being sober, but it only lasts 5 days, and it's not an ongoing thing. The thing is, though, about sobriety, and you can recognize this as well, is that people come and go. a bit with sobriety, and they sometimes do have a restart. And I don't want to create something that adds shame or guilt to that, or that you have to do it 100 days in a row, and if you have a relapse, you have to start again at day one of the passion thing. Like, it would be important.
I totally agree with you. That's why I do them recorded, and if somebody had a relapse, they can start it again and don't have to start with week one. They start with week three or
wherever they were. Right, okay. Yeah. Okay.
And it's recorded so they can do it at their own pace.
Right, okay. That makes sense to me.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That sounds great. Okay. Anybody else need to speak? My idea of 25 minutes is 47 minutes, apparently. So anybody else want to say anything?
Just much gratitude to you, Belle.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm glad that that was able to reach. You know what? Some of this stuff is not easy to hear. And so I actually have to say thank you to all three of you for opening yourselves up to the asking the questions, but also to being open to hearing some suggestions. And you know what? I don't have all the answers at all. I can simply give you a perspective, and if that perspective resonates with you, all the better. I mean, really, that's really fabulous. But as boozers, me included, we can be really quite sensitive about how we see the world, and it's hard to recognize this sort of black and white, all or nothing thing. But I think in terms of passions, it's probably really important. And just be really kind with yourself, because it's so easy to say, I'm a big, gigantic idiot. I'm a big loser. And it's just not true.
Right.
Good. I'm done with you. Anybody else want to say anything? I want to make sure I'm not hanging up on anybody. Good.
No, thank you so much.
Very, very great. Yay! Let's do this again.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, goodbye.
Thank you, Belle.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.